item is item 764.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $30,000 and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division, for the 2018 Motor Carrier Safety Action Plan for commercial motor vehicle inspections by the Police Bureau Traffic Sworn Personnel.
Colleagues, the goal of ODOT's Motor Carrier Safety Action Plan is to reduce accidents involving commercial motor vehicles and to reduce injuries and fatalities resulting from accidents that involve them. Vehicle inspections occur on state, county, and municipal highways without in the official limits of the city of Portland. This grant provides $30,000 towards completing on-road inspections during this fiscal year. The city has participated in this grant program since 2012, and this program supports our Vision Zero mission. This grant would help to fund the staffing necessary to complete the on-road inspections from July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019. Inspections are completed by certified Police Bureau Traffic Division sworn personnel. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Lindsay. I'm with the Fiscal Division of the Portland Police Bureau. I'm here to answer any questions. The mayor already went ahead and explained the grant ordinance. We ask that you accept that so that we can do this great work.
Do you have a sense of how many of these inspections we do on an annual basis?
I do not, and I'm sorry for that. I do know about the grant. Unfortunately, our traffic division is in a regional training right now, so I was requested to stand up.
No worries. So, and this is funding, then, that we are receiving from the state to conduct these inspections. Is that a fair way of characterizing this?
Exactly, yes.
Very good. Thank you. Any further questions before I open this up for testimony? Carla, is there anybody signed up for testimony?
I'm sorry, I didn't have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Would anybody like to testify on the state grant? I see one person who'd like to testify. Come on up. Thanks, Catherine.
Can I ask what's this about? I just have an experience recently about motor vehicles. I work for a Target store, and one of our employees was riding a bicycle and was hit by a driver, and he's in the hospital, and he's Hispanic, and it's just kind of I wrote Commissioner Fritz about this, and he's a young guy, and he's in the hospital, and motor vehicle safety is an interest to me, and just want to say that.
So my understanding of this, and I don't know if Catherine has a different perspective, it is actually related to the safety of the vehicle itself. And in the ordinance, what it says, performing inspections of commercial vehicles, drivers, including licensure, general cargo, and or hazardous materials. And this is being done on behalf of and at request of the state. So this is the state basically paying us in our jurisdiction to conduct these inspections and having certified trained personnel do those inspections. Is that a fair interpretation?
Correct, sir. These are sworn traffic professionals who understand what the safety parameters are. They go ahead and they make an assessment of commercial vehicles. Those are vehicles doing commercial business. They then do these inspections to ensure that safety of individuals like the gentleman's friend are being taken care of.
It says here that it actually authorizes us to either take the CMV, the commercial motor vehicle registration, or the driver off duty if they are deemed not fit to be able to drive a commercial vehicle safely.
Exactly.
So it gives us that authorization.
Correct.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We were not going to speak on this at all. However, the conversation stimulated some questions that we hope we can get some answers to. This did not involve a normal person in a car going down highways. We can assume that. Is that fair?
Correct. This is for commercial.
That's commercial. I like that word, commercial. However, are we taking the place of the state and they're reimbursing us for the cost? Is that what we're doing?
They're assisting us in defraying the costs of
assisting.
Doing these inspections.
Are they covering the cost?
They are providing $30,000 in grant funds toward those.
All right, suppose you exceed $30,000. What happens?
That is a question I'm not able to answer at this moment.
I'm sorry.
That's a question I'm not able to answer at this moment.
Okay, that's one of our concerns. It sounds like you have these commercial vehicles like trucks going down the state highway, and they're being stopped by the Portland police?
If they're within our jurisdiction, I'm going to say that that's a possibility.
Okay, and then we're being reimbursed, but we're not being reimbursed past $30,000. Why the limit?
That limit was coordinated between the traffic division and the traffic division program manager and the Oregon Department of Transportation.
And the state legislature,
and
which
the state
provides
legislature.
The funding. Look,
exactly.
Mr. Walsh, so this relates to three areas: the driver, the vehicle itself, and the condition of the vehicle, as well as hazardous materials.
No,
and
it's four.
I'm looking at the
ordinance.
You're
forgetting the citizens. They're paying for this some way.
Well, listen, here's the deal. If there is a truck going through our city and the driver is either not fit to serve or the truck is not in a safe condition or the materials on board, which are hazardous, are not being carried appropriately, we should pull that vehicle over and sort out the details later. The state is reimbursing us up to $30,000. Could it cost us more than that? Yes, it certainly could. We're still going to do it, though.
That doesn't
so
make
the question
any sense.
Is, do you want the $30,000 or not? That's the question.
Do I want to? No,
I want
what it cost. If the
and
state,
she gave you an answer.
If
she
the
said
state
she doesn't know the
is responsible
cost.
For that truck driving on our freeways and highways, and they set up a check stop, then why are we doing it? That doesn't make
because
sense to me.
Because we want to protect our public. That's if you don't like the structure.
If you do it 2 miles
by all
outside
means,
of
the
Portland,
legislature is in session in January. And
check a truck 2 miles outside of Portland. Do you think they're going to sneak some really bad stuff in the next 2 miles to get to Portland?
If they do, we'll be ready for it. That's the whole point of this program.
Well, that's paranoia.
No, it's protecting the people who live here. Come on, it's not paranoia.
Then you should
anyway,
put a limit on
anyway, thank you for your testimony.
It.
Is there anybody else who'd like to testify? Seeing
well,
you.
There you good. Go again. I was doing so good today.
You were indeed.
We are on the record opposing this.
You oppose safety inspections for vehicles and drivers
no,
in hazardous categories.
Record.
Okay, you are on the record.
We are
good
on
afternoon.
The
Excuse
record
me. You're done. Your time is up.
The limitation
your time is
of $30,000.
You're opposed to the ordinance.
Would
your
you
time
let me
is
get
up.
The motion in and on the record.
Okay, Mr. Walsh, your time is up.
What?
Your time is up.
Just said so. He's
you're walking on other people's time.
Get him away from me.
No. Your time is up. You're the one who is in violation of the council rules.
Violation. You're in violation.
Good morning.
Hi. I just had one
so just
question.
To be clear, the
Malcolm
ordinance
chatted.
Is very specific.
Yeah,
this
I got
is
that
safety
part.
Inspections, drivers,
right.
Vehicles,
I understand what
hazardous
you said.
Cargoes. The state is offering to reimburse us up
right.
to $30,000 for doing that.
Yes.
I think it's a great idea. Tell me I'm wrong.
Actually, I
you're
don't.
Wrong.
Not you. You've testified.
So I don't think that you're wrong. I would just like to know the difference. We get $30,000 up front to help defray the costs, but how much are the total costs? I mean, are we
so the financial
get really
analyst
stung,
who is here representing the police bureau says she does not have that information with her today.
Ah, how can we get it?
That is a good question. I will have to.
So, could you direct your questions to the counsel? We don't allow witnesses to interrogate presenters.
I just okay.
So the question
then
you
how
asked
do I get
is,
it?
What's the cost?
Yeah,
we've asked.
Let's do a
she
hypothetical.
Know.
Let's do a hypothetical. Let's say it costs $40,000, and the state is only offering us $30,000. Should we take it or not? That's
Mayor,
the question.
I want to just reserving my right to ask a question.
Fair enough.
At some point, when you get an estimate of what you think the annual cost would be, would you send the council an email?
I sure will, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll share it with any member of the public that would like access to that information.
Thank you very much. And that was all.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I think this is a very important function that needs to be continued to provided by Portland Police and the state, too, if they're, I don't know what the state is actually doing, but if they're doing something, it's important because it's really frightening when you hear the results of these inspections. As I recall from past years when we've voted on this, I think something like over 50%, maybe even 75% of trucks that are pulled over are taken out of service as a result of that being stopped and inspected. For either driver issues or vehicle issues. So it's pretty frightening and very important to have this continued enforcement. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
This is common sense. Of course I support it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.